This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli defense minister said on Monday Israel will gradually transition to the next phase of its operations in Gaza.
In every area where we achieve our mission, we will be able to transition gradually to the next phase and start working on bringing back local population.
Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant held a joint news conference in Tel Aviv with U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, as Austin called for reducing harm to civilians and transitioning from high-intensity operations to more surgical ones. The human rights group Human Rights Watch is accusing Israel of intentionally starving Gaza's population, a method of warfare that it describes as a war crime. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The New York-based rights organization says Israeli forces were deliberately blocking the delivery of water, food, and fuel, while willfully impeding humanitarian assistance and apparently raising agricultural areas. The United Nations Food Agency reported on December 14 that 56% of Gaza's households were experiencing severe levels of hunger, up from 38% 2 weeks earlier, HRW adds, following the October 7th attack by Gaza-based militants. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The European Union is investigating social media company X over suspected breaches of obligations, partly relating to Post following attacks on Israel. Its first probe under the Digital Services Act, the DSA, came into force in November last year and requires very large online platforms and search engines to do more to tackle illegal content and risks to public security.